together. We are a heart-centered spiritual community dedicated to empowering personal transformation and living the unlimited possibilities of spirit. Can you say that with me again? We are a heart-centered spiritual community dedicated to empowering personal transformation and living the unlimited possibilities of spirit. And that's the truth. And we say namaste.
Namaste.
The light within me greets the light within you. Namaste.
Namaste.
I invite you to turn to somebody close to you and say namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Namaste. Namaste. Namaste. So hopefully you guys can hear me online today. We're keeping our fingers crossed. So you know that you're a shining light too, just like everyone here. Well, you know, sometimes kids are the only ones who ever make sense. A father was reading some Bible stories to his young son and read, the man named Lot was warned to take his wife and flee out of the city, but his wife looked back and was turned to salt. A little stunned, the young son asked, But dad, what happened to the flea? Something you would think, right? Oh my gosh. Then there was this physician who was on the way to preschool with her 4-year-old daughter. And when the little girl picked up the stethoscope, stethoscope?
Yeah.
I got it right. And it was left on the car seat and began playing with it, the doctor thought to herself, just peace be still, my heart. My daughter might want to follow in my footsteps and be a doctor. Oh my gosh. And then the child spoke into the instrument. Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order, please? Well, love's presence whispers to me, the I am is the power, the truth, and the way. Can you all affirm that within me? Love's presence whispers to me, the I am is the power, the truth, and the way. One more time. Love's presence whispers to me, the I am is the power, the truth, and the way. You know, long time ago, I went to another church to perform a wedding. And when I entered the sanctuary, I was a little overwhelmed by the beautiful tapestry that was adorned the back of their platform. The tapestry was of this swirling galaxy with a night-filled sky filled with a multitude of stars all cut up in this whirling vortex of creative energy. At the center of the vortex were the words, I am. And as I look, I thought of how beautiful and how appropriate that was. The I am is the creator's essence of the universe. The I am is the power underlying all of life. There are many who don't understand the magnitude or the power of this statement. They might have looked at a beautiful tapestry completely missing the insight which it shared. If they heard you use the statement, the I am is the creative essence of all the universe, they would immediately challenge it, believing that you believed yourself to be God. Actually, Jesus' use of the word I am was one of the reasons the Jewish leaders followed him with such suspicion. It was one of the reasons why they ran him out of his hometown and why the guards taunted him as he hung on the cross. Right? In the Essene way, an ancient mystical branch of Judaism, I Am was the name of God. But in the Pharisaical branch of Judaism of Jesus' time, the I Am was not supposed to be spoken out loud or in public. You know that commandment? You ever heard of that commandment? You should not take the Lord's name in vain. So they forbid its use. But Jesus boldly proclaimed the I Am. The I Am is the good shepherd. The I Am is the bread of life. The I Am is the light of the world. The I Am is the resurrection and the truth. The I Am is the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus' doubters jeered at him. If you are the way, if you are the anointed one, the chosen one, well, save yourself up there from that cross. But you know, Jesus did not claim anything for him personal self. He never claimed that he had been granted any special powers or that he had been given a special birthright. You know, others made that up a long time after he lived. Even Jesus said, if I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. Yeah, Jesus never said others should or needed to worship him or find their way to the kingdom after they died. That was never anything he ever taught. He said the I Am is the way. The I Am is the way to experience the Father's kingdom. Now, I'm sure there are some who are saying to yourself, what? The I Am is the way? What are you talking about? That's not even a complete sentence. Right? Well, there is only one place in the entire Bible that God names itself. Everybody here knows what that is, right? Yes. Exodus 3:16, right? In the book of Exodus, Moses finds himself speaking to this burning bush. What would happen if you found yourself speaking to a burning bush, right? And this burning bush tells him he must return to Egypt and lead the Israelites out of their bondage, right? Moses not quite sure of what to say or how he might explain himself when he returns to Egypt. Asked the burning bush, well, who shall I say sent me? And the voice from this bush, this burning bush, responds, I am who I am. Say to the Israelites, the I Am has sent me to you. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is my name forevermore. And thus, the Israelites came to know God as the I Am. That's God's name, I Am. Throughout the Hebrew Scriptures, God is referred to as I Am. Think of Psalms 46. Be still and know that I Am in the midst of you. Then there's the I Am is exalted among nations. The I Am is exalted on earth. Understanding the use of the I Am is a key to understanding Jesus' teachings, which have been so greatly confused. It is like trying to understand Albert Einstein's theory of relativity without ever having taken a basic math class. Right? Jesus knew if he was to realize his oneness with God, he must step up and into a consciousness affirming the Creator's presence and then act that part. He knew that faith was the key, and that he must look all beyond all appearances of this physical reality and grasp the truth of his and our spirituality. So Jesus affirmed the I Am over and over and over again. The I Am is the power. Without purposely directing or connecting with the I Am, the I Am us would be like trying to turn on lights without ever connecting the light to its source, to a source of electricity. It's like trying to figure out that computer and why that computer won't send the internet signal with sound, only pictures, right? And pictures are great, but if you can't see what Janice is singing about, how great can you know what song it is, right? So we need to purposely connect with the I Am presence of us. You know, in the oldest Greek manuscripts, which are about 300 AD, right? They relay Jesus' word of God, of what God said. Jesus relaying words, God's words to him. Have I not told you that you should die in your sins unless you believe I am? From John 8:24. The early translator is puzzled by the absence of an object or pronoun in the sentence. And following the church's teachings, simply assume that the word he was missing. And so they changed the statement to read, unless you believe that I am he. Just a little edit, right? But makes a huge difference. The translators unwittingly sealed the true meaning of the statement and have caused millions who read the Bible to infer that Jesus was claiming himself as a special emissary sent from God and that he was God's only son. This error is repeated over and over again. For example, in the early text, Jesus shared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through the I Am. Right? And if you know the I Am, you will know the Father. You know, and so it goes back to, that's not even really a grammatically correct statement. And you're probably thinking, well, your dyslexia is going crazy again. Right? But each time they found that presumed error, they made a correction. It didn't make any sense to the unillumined mind that most of these people doing the translations weren't aware that pronouns like he and me weren't used until the 7th century. Most of these translators weren't aware that the ancient Jewish mystics believed that the I Am was what the ancients called God. But Jesus knew. Jesus knew God's name was I Am. After his mystical experience at the baptism at the river with his baptism, he just wanted to shout it out everywhere and let everyone know what they were missing out on. Experience the infinite one's presence in all that they do. Heaven's presence flowing in and through them, experiences a field of infinite possibilities every day and everywhere that they went. Declaring the I Am is the power that will help you to connect with the absolute and to affirm our basic oneness with the infinite. We're immersed, as John, as Paul said in Acts 17:20. People will long for God. In fact, they'll even grope for God, although God is never very far away from any one of us, for it is in God that we live, move, and have our being. Where's God? Everywhere. Everywhere. Jesus affirmed his oneness until his awareness expanded and he demonstrated what we now call the Christ potential, a potential that each and every one of us has. I often laugh when I think about historians in the future, right? Trying to interpret our language today. They'll read writings of modern day people and say, I'm a pickle. Right? Can you imagine that? I am in a pickle. You know, this full-size human being encased in a dill pickle. Right? Oh my gosh. They will imagine a full-size human being in a pickle. Can you imagine what that looks like? Or, you know... We are aware that when a person makes this assertion, right, they are trying to say that they're in the middle of a problem. Someone will say, I am in a jam. Can you feel the jam just flowing down all over you? Right? Oh my gosh. The same thing can be said for Jesus' time. As we look back at his language, which has been filtered through many different translations. And so it's no wonder we've missed the meaning of so many of these unique phrases, unaware of what they really meant, unaware that some people don't want you to know what they really meant. So do you think it could be coincidence that God's name, I Am, is this very same pronoun that we use when referring to ourselves? I don't think so. There are, you know, it's to say, there are no coincidences in life. And if we choose to, we will remember that Jesus is a very clear description that the kingdom of God as being within you, in the midst of you, among you, within your grasp. Jesus indicated the Father and that we are one, that we are the focal point through which God expresses. As the Apostle Paul would later echo Jesus' words, Christ in us, right? Christ in us, our hope of glory. But to truly understand the impact of this perceived coincidence, we must make a shift from living in an awareness of our mortal mind's reality and all of its limitations. Got to make the shift into an awareness of living in awareness of the spiritual dimension. Few people realize the full impact of the words I am. That is the way to experience the Christ awareness. These two tiny words are the most powerful words in the universe. But they must be used with extreme care. Right? Everybody does that, right? Why do we need to use care? Well, I am is our true spiritual identity. The I am of God in us. It is Jehovah, right? The breath of the infinite flowing through us in this moment now. It is our awareness of the indwelling Christ and all that is around us. You know, the original rendering of the Hebrew word Jehovah is I am, I was, I will be the power to eternally I am. What? Jehovah, one of the meanings was I am, I was, I will be the power to be eternally I. Pretty long name, isn't it? You might perhaps like to shorten it like that burning bush did. Right? Right? When it said, I am, that I am, and that will be my name forevermore. An alternative meaning of Jehovah is self-existent one. Jehovah's aspect of God personalized in us communicates to us and through us. You know, Jehovah lived with Adam and Eve in the garden, right? And for the ancient mystics, Jehovah was a chant that allowed them to align their breath with the breath of the divine flowing through them. Jehovah. Right? If you want to feel the power of the words I am, substitute them with a phrase, it is my essence to be. It is my nature to be. Or it's the will of God for me. Got that, right? That's homework. You got to take it home and practice saying that this week. You know, substituting the word I am with it is my essence to be. It is my nature to be. It is God's will for me. So when we make that innocent statement that says, I am so worried, it really translates into it is my nature to worry. And for some people, that's really true. But is that what you wish to affirm to you to be your real true reality? Or how about the phrase, I'm absolutely devastated? It becomes, it is my essence to be devastated. It's my nature to be devastated. Or the statement, I am poor and sick. Because it becomes God's will for you to be sick. It is my essence to be sick, right? Is that what you want to be defined by? Anybody? Oh my gosh, right? Thus we put our claim into the great creative energy of the universe to transfer our life into whatever we have identified ourselves with. Now imagine that tapestry with the multitude of stars I described as I started with this swirling vortex of creative energy and light at the center of the universe. The I am directs this vast creative energy into action, forming and shaping our life circumstances, and all through the power of our spoken word, all through the power of our I am. So begin to think about how you use those two words, your spiritual identity. Now, you can talk about spiritual law, universal principles, saying, you know the ways of life, but until you claim the I am, taking ownership of your divine identity, you won't find peace or the keys that open up the doorways to this ever-expanding potential that is heaven. Claiming the I am as the truth, as the narrow gate that Jesus talked about. You know, he did say, the I am is the narrow gate. And many will travel the main road, but few will find it. The I am is the good shepherd. Enter through the shepherd's gate. Jesus accepted his role and grew into the role one day at a time. One day at a time by affirming, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now I know some of you might be thinking, yeah, what kind of talk is this? Who am I that I might consider myself on the same level as Jesus? Right? Who am I? I am certainly not mentioned, worthy of being mentioned in the same breath as any master. Well, don't fret. You're probably not. Right? Not yet anyway. Right? Not yet anyway. Although you are being called to the same journey, or else you wouldn't be here today. You are in possession. You are in the process of awakening to God's idea of you. Now, of course, there are those who might think that in order to do this, we must first feel good about ourselves, that we need to recover from illness and recover from addiction, and that we need to recover fully from the illness or any of those different things, that we failed in our relationships, or we got to lose 30 pounds or quit smoking or something like that. We got to do something. But you know, none of that has anything to do with our spiritual wholeness or being able to live on purpose. So we have to say thank you, God, right? Our wholeness, our self-worth is grounded solely on our ability to allow the field of living energy to express through us. Anybody want to stop trying to let God, the field of living energy, to express through you? Anybody want to try that? Well, if there is somebody that does, you know, hold your breath for 15 minutes. See how that works, right? Right? There is a phrase repeated often throughout the Hebrew text. I am God Almighty. Walk before me. I am God Almighty. Walk before me. To walk with the Almighty is to walk with an awareness of the Lord's presence, that this anointed one is infinite and eternal, and the very substance of all creation, a living presence and intelligence that permeates every cell of our being. As we seek to walk in the light of the great I am, our awareness of eternal life force flows through us and begins to unfold and expand in indescribable ways. What once seemed to be miraculous becomes simply the outworking of the natural forces of life. Jesus lived from this awareness. You might even say Jesus saw into the quantum field and saw a whole new reality through the power of his focus, then spoke the words of truth that vibrated a rhythm out into the universe, which echoed out through his body, manifesting his oneness with the infinite. It's the same experience that awaits for you, and you, and you, and you. Less presence whispers to me, the I am is the power, the way, and the truth. Can you all say that with me one more time? Love's presence whispers to me, the I am is the power, the truth, and the way. As you realize the depth of this statement, you'll realize and know that God loves in and through you in all that you do. And you'll have a wonderful day. So I invite our prayer chaplains to stand and hold that sacred place and our music team to get up and ready to play some more amazing music. I invite you to go on a journey with me. Just take a deep breath in and let it out. And breathing, God is. And breathe out, I am. God is, I am. In this moment, in this place, dear Lord, I open my heart, my mind to you to feel your presence. And as I do, your breath of life flows through me. Your breath of life fills my lungs, my hearts, and flows out to fill every cell of my being. I am immersed within your life, your radiant life. I am immersed in your life, your radiant life. Lift me up, dear Lord. And to take me where I am. And as I breathe in your gift of life, I can feel your presence in my heartbeat. For my heart beats as your heart beats. And I travel back in space and time. And I'm on that day. As I walk across the sand, guiding my sheep, and I walk up a hill, and then there it is, that burning bush. How is that bush burning and not being consumed? How is that burning bush here at all? And I go over closer. And I hear love's presence say, take your sandals off. The place you stand is holy ground. Yes, take off which restricts your mind and heart from filling my presence and be grounded in oneness to this moment now. Look at the marvel, the wonder of that bush. And then it says, I am that I am. I am that I am. And that shall be my name forevermore. Just be still and feel my presence flowing through you. Feel my presence within your heartbeat. And know that I am right here with you. That I am right here with you in this moment now. Creator God, sacred breath of all life, I am feeling your presence within my heartbeat. Sacred energy of all life, I'm feeling your presence flowing, stirring, moving in every cell of my being. And I know that I am radiantly alive, that I am your light in this world, and I am thankful. I am thankful. I am thankful, for I am remembering who I am. I am remembering who I am. Your child of light, your child of love, your child of creativity, and I am choosing to express your wonder in all that I do. And I say thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen and amen.